おはようございます。
おはようございます。
久しぶりです。
久しぶりじゃないかってなったらもう
久しぶりなんですが、ハンコックさんをお願いします。よろしくお願いします。アメリカからやってきたんですが、日本もだいたい4年ぶりですね。でしたら日本語多分そんなによく覚えてないので、今日たくさん間違いあるかもしれないので許してください。Good morning. My name is Mark Hancock. I'm from America and specifically Dallas, Texas, and where my family and I live. We moved back about 4 years ago, and I haven't spoken Japanese since. For those of you who are English speakers, I can say this as a joke. Even when my wife and I fight, we fight in English, and she usually wins anyway. So I haven't found that language matters when it comes to spouses. So anyway, I may not speak perfect Japanese today, which I never have anyway to begin with, but I'll do the best I can. Appreciate your patience there. Tokyo Kai. I was in the studio. 4年ぶり会わなくて、いろんな見たことない顔はもう一回見てて、本当に喜んでます。皆さんまだ、あ、関西で。おはようございます。久しぶりです。変わらないですね。息子も来てるそうなんだけど、あ、います。あ、おはようございます。元気そうです。はい、ビダさん、おはようございます。いろんな、よくしてる顔もいるんですが、全然知らない顔もありますね。うん、もすごいんですね。いい気持ち、新しい時代、今日の教会に入ってくるのは楽しみじゃないですか。はい、私にとっては非常に、喜んでます。There's a lot of people here that I don't know today, as well as a few. The matriarch here, as y'all may know, is Mrs. Khan. And it was good to see her. I'm sure I will pass away before she will. And she will continue to be a blessing to this church. And we're just glad to see her here, as well as many others that I have known. But even more so, there are a lot of you that I don't know personally. Maybe I haven't met you by name, but I know your heart. That's why you're here today. We all are here to serve the risen Savior. And in that way, I feel connected to each one of you, regardless of whether I know your name or necessarily speak in perfect Japanese to you. So thank you for allowing me to be here this morning and to spend this time with you. 今朝、詩編148編、先ほど読んだんですが、それは、教会の目的ですね。毎週日曜日に、実は日曜日だけではなくて、毎日神様のやってくれたことを賛美しましょうね。そういう目的、私たちが毎週教会に来て、みんなで声を一つになって賛美します。これはすごいんですよね。神様、本当にいろいろ感謝してますので、教会に、まあ、多分大変の状態でたくさんの日本人の方々が教会にやってくるので、その目的、私たちの苦しいところよりも大切なので、みんな頑張って一応教会に来ますよね。 As you might know, in Japan it's very difficult for many Japanese to come to churchSome of them come from long distances because there aren't a lot of churches in Japan. Personally, my wife, she used to travel close to 2 hours every Sunday one way just to go to church when she was in college. And I know that there are probably some here today who have come from long distances. And those of us who are used to convenient churches in America, we appreciate them, don't we? Because we know how much of a struggle it is for many Japanese because of family situations. You know, a lot of family things are done on Sundays. Sports, bukkake for many of the Japanese is done on Sundays, and it's not easy for them to set aside this time to come. And I know you appreciate them taking out the time and effort to come here, don't we? So we appreciate each one, and each one of us brings a different gift to the church. I know we're appreciative of that today. And most importantly, we're here to appreciate God, aren't we? That's what we talked about in Psalms 148. Whether you're in Mito, Japan, whether you're in Dallas, Texas, whether you're in your hometown, whether you're with your family or you're thousands of miles away, we all have one purpose for coming to church, and that's recognizing the glory of God and giving Him the praise that He deserves, don't we? So I hope that for many of you who are living in Japan, that might be a difficult lifestyle here. It's not easy. I lived some 20 years here in Japan, so I know it's not always easy to eat the food and to speak the language and to deal with cultural factors. But I hope that you realize that there's a greater cause for you to be here than to always be concerned about the present circumstances that might be a bit uncomfortable to even come to town. So, again, I appreciate your efforts, and I'm sure the Japanese do too. But more importantly, we can all combine our voices together and recognize our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christmas 時期ですか。まあ、12日間ですか。なるほど。もうクリスマス終わったんですが、まあ、クリスマスの季節ですね。じゃあ、メリークリスマス。実は今日のメッセージなんですが、クリスマスメッセージじゃないんですが、まあ、クリスマスとつながってるかもしれない。実は、僕ね、新年の、メッセージ、まあ、一応作ったんですが、2014年に向かって、ちょっと皆さん、それもちょっと考えていただけばいいんですが、まあ、クリスマスもつながってるんですが、ちょっと来年も少し今日、向かって見ていただいて、考えていただきたいと思います。Well, I heard today, to be honest, for the first time, that you're continuing your Christmas season, so to speak. And my message today can be connected with Christmas, but even more so than that. Typically, you know, the Sunday before New Year's, preachers have a tendency to, you know, encourage people to look forward to the New Year and kind of think about perhaps New Year resolutions or changes they can make in their lives. So today I have kind of prepared something along that line. But maybe in many ways we can find it connected with Christmas and the thing that this church is continuing in that regard. ミト教会の成長なんですが、4年前のミト教会と現在のミト教会、結構姿形変わったかもしれないんですが、でも一番大切なところは変わってないですね。私たちが神様の愛、憐れみ、力、それについつも賛美するんですね。ミト教会 obviously looks much different than when I was here many years ago. The number of people that are here, the faces that I see, and the way that worship is approached is different. But there's one thing that never changes, right? We continue to thank God for His love and for His mercy, and we recognize His power. So regardless of how we structure our worship, regardless of how we dress it up, in essence, it is still expressing appreciation to the one who deserves it, right? So I know that some of you probably come from different traditions. This church has had a different tradition. It's one of the oldest churches in Ibaraki, and I'm sure there have been a number of changes that have gone over in the last few years. But it doesn't really change the essence of what we do. It doesn't change the essence of who God is. And in that regard, we can still feel connected to one another regardless of the clothes that we put on the church. I hope that many of you who are here today who recognize that there may be some, how shall we say, growing pains. I don't know if that's the right word. I think growing pains can be very, how shall we say, helpful. and the life and maturity of the church, and meet their church maybe going through some of that, but I think it can be a very good thing, and it can be a very helpful thing to the church to experience that, as we say, sensual to the growing pains that a church might have. So hang in there with that. Message,経験、皆さんに伝えたいんですが、4年前ぐらいアメリカに帰ったんですが、その20年間ぐらい日本に住んでて、突然にアメリカに帰ったのは、非常に大変だったんですね。テレビの番組変わったり、皆さん使っている言葉、フレーズとか、若い人たちの使っている単語、全然わからなくて、よく、意味わからなかったんですが、もう一つは、今の、言っている教会なんですが、半分ぐらい黒人、半分ぐらい白人なんですが、非常に面白い教会ですね。ちょっと見て、教会に行きますね。外国人と、日本人一緒に礼拝してるんですね。とにかく黒人の、性格なんですが、明るくして、誰でも雑魚を締めたいんですね。こういう感じで、おはようございます、元気ですか、こういう感じになるんですね。僕はずっと日本に住んでたので、相手は触らないで連絡をそうするなんですが、最初の礼拝行った時に実は黒人だけではなくて白人もみんな、今日は初めてですか、そうなんですか、おはようございますどうですか、ぜひうちの礼拝に入ってきて楽しくやってください。僕は20年間そういう交わりなかったので、ちょっと段ボールのように感じたんですけど、皆さん分かると思うんですが、だんだん、ユーフルになっちゃって、今私も同じようにみんな抱っこしめるんですが、最初は大変だったんですね。I just want to tell you one more funny thing before some of you can relate to these kinds of things. Perhaps going to a new culture, and this may sound kind of funny, but for me it was reverse culture shock. Going back to America after having been gone almost 20 years, and you know, when you live in Rome, you do as the Romans do, right? So in Japan, we get in a habit of not touching each other very much, right? Just kind of bowing and, you know, being very reserved. And I now work at a church that it's half black and it's half white. Very physical church. They love to hug. And they love to squeeze. And they love to touch. You know, they love to laugh. And it's a very joyful congregation. But the first time I visited this church, I'm still feeling like a Japanese person, right? Just going back. And I walk in and everybody walks up and says, "Hey, who are you?" And I say, "Oh, my name's Mark." He said, "Oh, is this your first time today?" And I'll say, "Yes." And that's the wrong thing to say. Because then after that point, they just put their arms around, they grab you, they pick you up, they swing you around. And I'm just Japanese at this point, you know. I'm like a piece of cardboard, you know. I'm just standing there with all this apple, like flying around in the air, you know. So when I went back, you know, there were so many things that were different. Television shows were different, you know. The Fresh Prince of Bel Air is no longer. I hear something about Will Smith has done a movie based on my life. Hancock. So you know, I know it isn't necessary. It's a great movie. Name that out there, right? And by the way, we saw that while we were in Japan. We walked up and we showed them our name and said, "Hey, can we get in free?" No, they just looked at us like we were crazy. That didn't work either. I guess Will Smith and I don't look. Anyway, things changed a lot in America, and I'm learning to readjust. And I'm at a very loving congregation. Like I said, it has a lot of personality, a lot like this congregation. I miss being here, but I think God has put me in a very
easy place to work and be involved in America, and I'm glad I could be back with you today to share a few minutes from my heart, hopefully a message that will resonate with many of you here today.
いろんな話があるんですが、時間がないので一応、メッセージの方に、これから、皆さんに伝えたいと思います。今日イザヤ書、63章の7節先ほど読んだんですよね。こう書いてあります。Let's look at Isaiah 63:7, which was one of the verses that was actually up here. こう書いてあります。私は心に留める。主の慈しみと主の栄養を、主が私たちに賜ったすべてのことを。主がイスラエルの家に賜った多くの恵み、憐れみと豊かな慈しみを。今日私は、こういうメッセージ皆さんに伝えたいですね。神様の愛、憐れみだけでも、一緒に、聖書どこに書いてあるか、どういう説明するのか、一緒に見ていただきたいと思います。 In Isaiah 63:7 it says thatIsaiah says, I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all that the Lord has done for us. That's what I'm interested in sharing with you today. It's not a very deep message. Maybe you might find it very shallow, but to me, I'm just simply talking about the things that God has done for his people. It brings a lot of joy to my heart. So I hope today,that you will find that also based on what we're reading here in Isaiah 63:7. 2014年に向かっていくと、あの新年の抱負、
これでいうと New Year's Resolution ですね。
まあちょっと早めに考えた方がいいんじゃないですか。今日は、3つの進めあるんですが、神様の心、憐れみ、力、2014年に体験して進めたいと思います。
Today as we start thinking about the new year a little bit, I have three suggestions for, I don't know if you can call them New Year's resolutions, butOpportunities for us to look into God's Word today and to see His heart, to feel His mercy, and to recognize His power. Those are three points I would like to share with you today.
まず、神様の心。有名な箇所なんですが、ヨハネ3章の16節、17節。書いてあるんですね。ヨハネによる福音書の3章の16、17、こう書いてあります。神はその一人子をお買いになったほどに世を愛された。一人子を信じる者が一人も滅ばないで永遠の命を得るためである。神が御子を世に使わされたのは世を裁くためではなく、御子によって世が救われるためである。
You know the verse very well, right? John 3:16-17, I think most of us can probably say it from heart, but it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And verse 17 continues to remind us, For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but he sent his Son into the world to save it through his Son. 三章の十六十七節に、心という単語を書いてありますか？日本語で心入ってありますか？
入ってないですよね。心というのを書いてないですね。
どういうふうにこの箇所で神様の御心見えてくるんでしょうか？じゃあこの説明する前に、話が一つあります。In this verse of John 3:16 and 17, do you see the word heart written anywhere there in English? Do you see the word H-E-A-R-T written in these two verses? So how is it that we could say that John 3:16 and 17 actually expresses the heart of God? In order to make that point, I'm going to tell you a story in just a moment.神様の御心、この箇所に書いてないかもしれないんですが、僕の話の中で多分、これから理解できると思うんですが、子供が3人いるんですが、長男のクリスチャン、次男のチャーリー、あと今日一緒に来てくれた娘のカロラインなんですが、長男が今22歳ですね。3歳ぐらいの時に突然に高い熱出てきました。高い熱だけではなくて、体も全然命ないのようにそのままで寝てしまったんですね。まあ目よく見ると白だけ見えたんですね。非常に心配して、自分の子供の命、これからどうなるか、全然分からなくて、病院まで運んできたんですね。その病院入院した間に、何起こるか全然分からなくて、医者たちがもちろん自分の小さい、息子の体、いろんなところをチェックして時間結構かけたんですが、その間に自分の長男いなくなると、長男いなくなると本当にこれから元気に生活続けるかどうか失敗したですね。ごめん、日本語ではっきり言えないかもしれないですが、皆さん多分気持ち分かりますよね。When I have three children, one of them is here today, my daughter Caroline, she's the youngest, she's the most obedient, that's why she's here today. The other two ran off to Tokyo a few days ago, they've got a lot of friends in Tokyo, and they're 22 and 21 years old. And,young people have a mind of their own. I was hoping they would be here today, but they wanted to hang out with their friends, and so, hey, that's the way it is. But in particular, I wanted to tell you a little short story about my oldest son, Christian, talking about the heart of God. When he was 3 years old, he's 22 now, but when he was 3 years old, he was laying in his crib, and we went in to check out on him, and he didn't move. We moved him around and he just didn't respond at all. Test his head, he was burning up. We checked his eyes, they were all, his eyes, his pupils had rolled back in his head. And to be honest, I didn't know if he was dead. I didn't know what was happening to him. It was our first child and we hadn't experienced this before. We didn't know if he, obviously just grabbed him real quickly and we took him to the emergency room. And I remember while my son was in the emergency room being checked by all kinds of doctors and not knowing, to be honest, whether or not he was going to live through the next few hours. Outside, pacing around, thinking to myself, my oldest son, the first son in my family, if he was to die, what would that do to me? mentally, psychologically? How would I view life from this point on? What would it do to my relationship with God? And to be quite honest, I couldn't really express this in Japanese. I was mad. I was mad at God. You know, because when you see something so small, so vulnerable, suffering, it causes you to question the one who's in charge, doesn't it? Don't tell me you've never asked the question why. I bet there's lots of people out there. You've had questions of why God allows to happen what He allows to happen. And I remember, and even though I'm a missionary and I'm a preacher and you know, this, that, and the other, I was mad. I was upset. And I was saying, this is not fair. This is not the way it's supposed to happen. Don't you dare take my son's life. I remember being very disrespectful to God. The long story short, and I haven't said this part in Japanese, so I'll go in St. Louis and I'll go back to Japanese. And that, he came through it okay. They thought he had spinal meningitis. And they actually had to drill a hole in his spine and drain some of the spinal fluid to find that out. It's a very painful process for him. But to make a long story short, he came through it okay and everything's fine. But I learned something very important about children. That is, they are my heart. They symbolize everything that I am. There's one thing in this world that's more important to me than anything else. It's my children. And I dare anybody to lay a hand on them. I will rip them to shreds. And that's how fathers are, right? We love our children. We protect them. They're the most important possession we have in this world. まあ、3時間ぐらい、先生たちが自分の小さい長男の体をケースにしていて、まあ、やっと、何もなかったんですね。それは、非常に、良かったんですが、でもその3時間の間に私は非常に大切なものを理解できました。それは僕の子供が一番大切なものです。僕の宝物です。自分の命よりも僕の子供が大切です。僕は殺されてもいいんですが、僕の子供は触らないようにというのを気持ち、本当に全て初めて理解できました。実はね、その3時間の間に神様と喧嘩したんですよ。話で神様にお祈りして、まあ、お祈りと言いないんですが、非常に仮で、神様、なんでこういうふうに自分、僕の息子にやってもらうんですか？どうして私の子供のよく大事にしてくれないんですか？それは神様に、はっきり言うと失礼のように話、ずっと3時間ぐらいで続いたんですね。まあ、それはまあいろいろあるんですが、でも皆さんが、理解してもらいたいのはこれですね。自分の子供が非常に大切なものです。自分の命よりも大切、私たちの宝物です。だからヨハネ3章16節に心書いてないんですが、何書いてあるんですか？一人も神様の一人の息子、書いてある。では神様の大事な宝物じゃないですか。イエス様が多分私と同じように気持ちがある、このように送ってくれたんですが、私たちがその宝物を殺したんですよ。とヨハネ3章16節、完全に理解
できました。神様が私たち本当に愛してますよね。だってさ、自分の一番大切なもの、この世に送ってくれたんじゃないですか。それは証明じゃないんですか。普通の人はしないんだよね。自分の息子、送って、あちこちに入っていってください、じゃあ、これお願いしますと言うかもしれないが、でも死ぬために送るの？それは可能性ないんだよね。普通の人間は。でも神様はその目的を持ってこの世に送ってくれた。だから神様がすごい。
アメン。
本当にこういう愛は私は初めて理解できたんですね。
So like I said in John 3:16, the word heart is not written there, but you know it's really symbolized, isn't it? About what I just said. God sent His, and isn't it interesting how they use these adjectives in the English? His one and only Son. Why do you think those words are in there? Why doesn't it just say God sent His Son? I mean, God could have had John write it like that, right? Why did He put those words, one and only begotten Son? Because He wanted you and I to understand the extent of the emotion, the feeling that He had when He sent His Son into this world. Remember, He didn't send His Son into the world pick up a pizza and bring it back to heaven. You know, He didn't send His Son into this world to kind of go out and hang out for a while and, you know, have a little vacation. When you get done, let's come on back home. God sent His Son, and Jesus knew this was the purpose, right? He was sent into this world to die. That, to me, is almost beyond my ability to comprehend after what I went through with my son. You know, I've read it my whole life. I grew up in a Christian family. I've read John 3:16 hundreds of times, but for the first time in my life on that day did I truly understand to some extent what God must have felt when He sent His Son into this world. And man, don't you know now that when I read that verse, it carries so much more power. It hits me deeper than it ever did before. And I'm thankful that the heart of God was sent into this world through His Son Jesus. Aren't we thankful for that? That God loved you and I so much to send His one and only Son. Don't read over it. Dwell on it for a while. Sit down and just let it envelop you. Just think about your Son being sent into this awful world for one purpose. To put His hands and feet on a cross and to have those ugly nails nailed through those hands and feet, to have that blood drained out on the ground in front of people while they're mocking Him and making fun of Him, just for people like you and I. That's why I'm here today. That's why I sing songs of praise. That's why I take out time to come to church. Aren't we blessed to be here today to see the heart of God? でも神様の御心見えるんですよね。ヨハネの3章の16節で、もう一回いいですか、それを伺いながら、読んでいただきたいと思います。神はその一人、次男ではないんですよ。三つ目、三番目、四番目ではなくて、神様の一人、一人子をお与えになったほどによう愛された。それは神様の御心ですよね。 Certainly expresses, I think, the heart of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son. でも心だけではなくて、二つ目のもう一つの、2014年に向かっていくと、もう一つ考えてもらいたいですね。それは神様の憐れみ。憐れみ。
発音大丈夫ですか。
はい、
まあの一人の手紙5章の6節から8節まで。Let's look at Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. I'd like to talk with you a little bit now besides the heart of God, but now let's talk about the mercy of God. Talking about experiences that we can have in a new year. Another one that I hope that you'll have the opportunity to experience is God's mercy. Roma の人への手紙の5章の6節から8節まで読みます。しかし、私たちが神の愛を知っています。私たちがまだ罪人であったとき、キリストが私たちのために死んでくださったことにより、神は私たちに対する愛を示されました。ごめんなさい、6節からですね。今8節読んだんだけど、6節から読んでみると、実にキリストは私たちがまだ弱かった頃、定められた時に不信心な者のために死んでくださった。正しい人のために死ぬ者はほとんどいません。良い人のために命を惜しめない者ならいるかもしれません。しかし私たちがまだ罪人であったとき、キリストが私たちのために死んでくださったことにより、神は私たちに対する愛を示されました。We're reading from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. It says, You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own Son for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. どうしてイエス様は死んでしまったんですか？どうして亡くなったんですか？私たち愛してるからですよね。それはまあ基本なんだけど、でも霊的な立法わかりますか？霊的な、その立法ではなくて霊的のようにも立法あるんですよ。ちょっといいですか？もう一箇所ちょっと霊的な立法を一緒に見ていただきたいと思います。ヘブライ人の手紙9章ですね。 Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22. And while you're turning there, the point that I'm trying to make from this is, I asked, why did Jesus die for us? I mean, I know the basic answer, of course, is because He loves us. Okay, I understand that. That's something we just talked about. But isn't there also another principle at work of why Jesus had to come into this world to die for us?Let's look at it. It's written and explained in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. ヘブライ人への手紙9章の22節、こう書いてあります。こうして、ほとんどすべての者が立法に従って地で清められており、血を流すことなしには罪の許しはありえないのです。もう一回読みますよ。ちょっと考えてみな。こうしてほとんどすべてのものが立法に従って血で清められており、血を流すことなしには罪の許しはありえないのです。 Perhaps you know the verse well, but Hebrews chapter 9:22 tells us right that in order for there to be forgiveness of sins, there has to be what?Shedding of blood, right? I mean, that's a basic spiritual principle we grow up understanding in the West. Okay, because many of us have grown up in churches or we're in a culture that teaches us that. But that's foreign to Japanese people.
They don't know this principle. That's why this is a very important part of explaining that not only did Jesus die for us because He loved us, He had to die. Because there's a spiritual principle at work that says that unless blood is shed, right, there can be no forgiveness of sins. We know that from the Old Testament, right? Without the shedding of blood and goats, that God would not wait for the sins to be remitted when His Son came into this world.
もちろん神あのイエス様がもう私たちのことを愛してくれたのでこのように立法ですね、霊的な立法、こう書いてあります。血を流すことなしには罪の許しはありえないのです。
もちろん神様の息子イエス様が私の僕を愛してるんですが、でもそれも一つあります。立法でイエス様が完璧な池にあの 私たちのために十字架で亡くならないと許すことはありえないんですよ。可能性がない。それを僕の考え方ではなくて、それはあの実はあの他の人の考え方ではなくて、それは霊的な立法ですね。みんな分かりますよね。あのスピード、あのやりすぎとあのティケットは払わなくてはダメですよね。私は理解できないんですよね。なんか、失敗したらそれがしょうがない、まあ、霊的なようにも同じようになんですよ。罪起こると誰がティケット払わなくてはダメです。でもですが、私たちはそういうお金が持っていない。それは血だけで払うことができるんですよ。だから、イエス様だけその許しを私たちのために払うことができるんです。他の人はできない。私は偉い人か、偉くない人は関係ない。完璧な人間ではない。この世のこの部屋の中に、まあ、いろんな立派な人いるかもしれないんだけど、完璧な人いない。だから、まあ、私は他の人はもちろんたくさん愛してる人いるんですが、でもその人たちのために、亡くなっても許し払うことがありえない。イエス様だけそういうことだけできるんですね。それは書いてあるんじゃないですか、ここに。だからもちろん神様が私たちのことを愛してるんですが、でももう一つですね、これ立法で必要だったんです。まあイエス様も自分自身でよく理解したんですよ。ルカに4章の16節から書いてあります。 Let's look at Luke chapter 4 starting with verse 16. Jesus said this of himself when he came into the world. He knew what he was getting intoHe knew what he came here to do. He wasn't ignorant of the purpose and the process that lay before him. Let's look at it together in Luke chapter 4, starting with verse 16. And don't mind, since it's a long passage, I won't read it in English this time. I'll just read it in Japanese, but you guys can read along with us at the same time. Yesu wa osadaru ni natta Nazarene ni kite, itsumo noいつもの通り安息日に会堂に入り、聖書を朗読しようとしてお立ちになった。預言者イザヤの巻物が渡され、お開きになると次のように書いてある箇所が目に留まった。主の霊が私の上におられる。貧しい人に福音を告げ知らせるために、主が私に油を注がれてからであり、主が私を使わされたのは、囚われている人に解放を、目の見えない人に視力の回復を告げ、圧迫されている人を自由にし、主の恵みの年を告げるためである。イエスは巻物を巻き、
係の者に介して席に座られた。会場にいるすべての人の目がイエスに注がれていた。そこでイエスは、この聖書の言葉は今日あなた方耳にしたとき実現したと話し始められた。つまり自分自身の目的、最初から分かりましたね。僕たちのためにこのようにやってきたんですね。解放するために。罪が私たちを捕まえられたんですね。捕まえたんですよ。自分は自由に自分のご意思で決めることできないんですよ。まあできてると思うかもしれないんですが、それは悪魔の、なんていうんですか、日本語で悪魔のディセプション。ディセプション。それは何だろうね。難しい単語だよね。騙す。黙ってるみたいですね、私。それは黙る。
騙してる。
みんな大体分かってますか？はい。それはイエス様最初から分かったので、私たち対応するためにやってきたんですね。So we know that Jesus understood his purpose even from the moment he came into this world, because he said here in this passage reading from Isaiah, he knew he was fulfilling that, right? He came into the world to heal the lives of people and to set us free. He knew we were in bondage. He knew that. He says it right here. We may not think we're in bondage. We may be fooling ourselves into thinking that we have our own free will, but we know the reality is Jesus knows that we're in bondage to sin, that Satan has power over us. And he came to destroy those handcuffs, to take away that bondage so that we could be set free. But ここに、あと先ほど、ローマへの手紙、哀れみ書いてなかったんですが、でも考え方入ってるんですよね。じゃあちょっとローマへの手紙に戻ってもらっていいですか。もう一回見て、それ哀れみ書いてないんですが、でもそういう考え方書いてあるんですね。ローマへの手紙5章の6節ですね。実にキリストは私たちまだ弱かった頃、定められた時に不信心な者のために死んでくれさったんですね。聞いてた？私たち不信心、人間は信じてない時に死んでくれたんですね。私はですね、あ、イエス様大好き、イエス様僕たちの兄弟、イエス様お友達ですね、あ、僕たちのためになかなかありがとう。その時ではなくて、その時誰も分かってないんですよ。弟子たちも分からなかったんだよ。イエス様亡くなった時も、その後理解できたんですが、でも亡くなった時誰も一人も分からない。両党してイエス様が十字架に書かれて亡くなったのは全然理由分からなかった。これに書いてあるんですね。それは哀れみじゃないですか。人が理解してなくても、私はあなたのためにこれをやるんですよ。本人分からなくてもやりたいんです。それは哀れみ。こういう証明ここに書いてあります。 So again in Romans chapter, you know, Romans chapter 5, we don't see the word mercy, but we see exemplified, right? Because the verse tells usThat Jesus died for us even when we weren't understanding what was taking place, right? We know that even the disciples didn't understand at that moment why he was dying. This verse tells us that even when people didn't understand, even when people didn't appreciate it, and even when people didn't even understand it, he went to the cross and died. Isn't that what mercy really is? When you do something for someone regardless of how they feel about it or whether they recognize it, isn't that really what true mercy is?That's what this verse tells us, is that Jesus was merciful to us. He demonstrated mercy that even while we were sinners, while we didn't appreciate what he was doing, he went to the cross and died for us. 話ごめんなさい、もう一つあるんですが、神様の憐れみですね、いろんな、証明があるんですが、僕も経験したことありますので、ちょっと、短い話、皆さんに伝えたいと思います。4年前アメリカに帰った時に、仕事がなかったんですね。突然ではないんですが、まあ、自分の、お母さんですね、調子、だんだん悪くなってきたので、まあ、2人、兄弟いるんですが、あの2人は非常に、20年間ぐらい自分のお母さんの、ことを頑張ってくれたので、まあ、はっきり言うと私の番と思ったんですね。まあ、これから私に、任せた方がいいと思ったので、アメリカに帰りました。帰った時に、4ヶ月仕事がなくて、お金全然、まあ、ちょっと日本から持ってきたんだけど、でも、すぐなくなったんですね。子供、あの、家族は5人いるので、非常に苦しい、時だったんですね。本当に大変だった。毎日食べ物どこから来るのか分からない、この次どこに住むのか、それもちょっと心配したんですね。いや、4ヶ月経ったら、あの、仕事、見つけて、その後少しずつ生活良くなってきたんですが、でもその仕事を見つけてから後ろに向かってみると、なるほど、それは準備だったんですか、神様。ありがとうございます。もちろんその苦しい、あの、苦しいの時の間に、その経験する途中、全然分からなかったんだよ。痛みだけ、苦しいだけ、そういう雰囲気があったんですが、それはその後後ろに見てみると、ああ、こういう目的、この苦しい、経験くれたんですか、神様。ありがとうございます。今は、あの、教会で牧師、あの、伝道者仕事やってるんですので、たまに仕事見つからない人、食べ物ない人、あと、なんかいろんな、トラブル、問題ある人をやってくるんですが、僕はどういう見方で、あの、この人たちの、状態を見ると思いますか。もっと理解して心を込めて、あの、祈りしたり、あと仕事を捨て出したり、食べ物、まあ、一応、教会の人たちから集まったりあげるんですよね。そういう経験なかったら、じゃあ私はもしかして、あ、はい、わかりました、じゃあ頑張ってね、はい、よし、はい、はい、頑張って、イエス様、なんかいいですよ、頑張れば大丈夫です、何も頑張ればできる、ね、多分ね、でもそういう経験あったので、多分前より私は心からいろんなことを伝える、本当に正直に自分の心を込めてアドバイスとかお祈りできていると思いますね。So, I have one more story I'd like to share with you. When I went back 4 years ago, talking about the mercy of God, I went back suddenly because of my mother's health. And make a long story short, I didn't have a job for 4 months, and the money I took back to America with a family of five,and two boys that eat like horses, as you can imagine. I mean, the money was gone and up in a flash. You know, it was just ridiculous. And every day I got up, and to be honest, I didn't know if I could get a job. I can't say this in Japanese, but I can tell you this in English. Even Walmart wouldn't hire me. They wouldn't hire me. You know why they wouldn't hire me? Because I didn't have an American address for my previous workplace. And they don't have a place on their website for you to put it in. So I took my resume. I'm a college graduate, and I've been teaching and coaching all my life. I took my resume down to Walmart, handed it to them, and never heard a word. I tried all kinds of things to get a job. I mean, I worked my butt off every day trying to get a job, and I couldn't find a job.
And I was sitting around going, what's going on, Lord? This is not fair. I came back to America for a good reason, to take care of my mother, because my sisters are going crazy for the last 20 years trying to take care of it. It's my turn. You're supposed to be helping me, Lord. Where's that mercy? Where's the mercy I've been reading about all these years? 4 months later, I got the job that I have now, working at a church as a preacher, not the job I was expecting to do when I went back to America. But you know, now, when people in that church come to me and they say they can't find a job, if they don't have food to put on their table, if they tell me about some difficult experience, what do you think that experience would be for me? All my life, I have been a white-collar guy. I've grown up in well-to-do families. I never had really that much trouble for money. My dad was a principal in school. He had respect. We were always in places where we appreciated. I really hadn't had, to that extent, that kind of experience. You really think I could have sincerely, people come up and asking me for things, I'd say, okay, yeah, just hang in there a minute. That thing will work out, right? More than likely, to some degree, that's what would have happened, right? God knew that about me. He knew that in order for me to be the kind of man and servant I needed to be in that job, He had to put me through that experience. And for 4 months, He wore me out. Excuse my French, He kicked my butt for 4 months. And now looking back, I'm saying, thank you, Lord. I'm a much better man. I'm a much better servant. I can now be more sympathetic and understanding of the people that you bring to me now because of that. Isn't that what mercy is? It's not always understanding and necessarily appreciating the momentary crisis. But many times, after it's done and gone, you look back and go, of course, that's exactly what God was doing. And He truly is merciful, even if it doesn't appear that at that very moment.2014年の4章14節、急いで見て、最後のポイントは発表していただきたいと思います。 Let's look at the last thing I'd like to make today about the new year and what we can experience from God, talking about His power in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. 14 and 15. ところで、コラは血と肉を備えているので、
イエスもまた同様にこれらのものを備えられました。それは死を司るものつまり悪魔をご自分の死によって滅ぼし、死の恐怖のために一生涯奴隷の状態にあった者たちを解放なさるためでした。
Hebrews 2, 14, 15 says, since the children have flesh and blood, He too shared in their humanity, and so that by His death He might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
皆さんが一番心配していることは何ですか?
I'd like to ask you just a very honest question. If I was to ask you, what do you fear the most? What would you answer? I know they're probably depending on your circumstances. You might say different things. Some of you are worried about whether you get married or not. Some of us are worried about whether or not we can find the right job, especially if you go back to America after doing an AET job or living in Japan. Or, you know, maybe it's, you know, whether or not you can make enough money to be successful. It could be all kinds of reasons. But for me, the thing up to this point in my life that has caused me to lose the most sleep has been fear of death. 今52歳なんですが、33、34、5歳ぐらいの時に、結構毎晩悪い夢あったんですよ。毎晩その悪い夢の中で僕死んでしまったんですよ。いや、それ起きたら汗がバシバシでなんかドキドキしてね、ああ知らなかった、はい、よかった、またね、また悪い、ね、またね、また悪い、ね、非常に苦しい時だったんですね。まだ覚えてます。もう17年前だったんですが、でもまだ忘れない。毎晩続けて続けて同じ悪い夢あったんですね。今までそういう心配、fear 今までなかったんです。 So when I was about 33, 34, 35 I remember, I know it's called a midlife crisis or what, I don't know what it is. All of a sudden during that time period, every night I started having a nightmare of dying. I'd wake up in the night, I'd be sweating, and I'd be shaking, and I'd have to also just check myself, oh, it's just a dream. I'd try to relax, and I'd go back to sleep, and it happened again. And it happened over and over and over and over again. And I remember thinking to myself that up to this point in my life, I had never really seriously faced the prospect of dying. You know, when you're young, it's not really something you think about a whole lot. But it's a reality, isn't it? It's a fact that we all have to face death at some point, unless Jesus returns before we do. But more than likely, we're going to die before Jesus returns. How does that make you feel? At least a little uneasy? Make you afraid? Maybe, like me, it makes you sweat. You know, it's something we have to come to terms with to some degree. That's a fact of life. Listen to the words that the Hebrew writer says. What does Jesus do for us? He obliterates. That's what it says. He destroys the fear of death. A relationship with Christ allows you to sleep like a baby at night. He allows you to walk through the valley of the shadow of death without fearing any evil. That having the confidence of knowing that no matter what happens, there is nothing that can make me shake. There is nothing that can make me fear, because Jesus Christ has obliterated that fear. Isn't that a good way to live life? Isn't that the way to be successful, to feel healthy in what you're doing with yourself? And it's so easy. All it is just allowing Jesus Christ to make that kind of impression upon each one of us, to have that kind of relationship with you. まあ、自分にとっては、まあ、死ぬことは非常に怖いことなんですが、あなたはどうでしょうか？ちょっとでも怖くないですか？死ぬことは。怖くない人は、もしかして、救い主のイエス様と、強い関係がつながっていると思うんですが、ない人はもしかしてたまに死ぬ後は何あるんでしょうか、何起こるんでしょうか、ちょっとでも心配してるかもしれない。こういう箇所で読んでみると何書いてあるんですか。あ、なるほど。死ぬの恐怖のために一生涯 奴隷の状態にあった者たちを解放なさるためでした。誰ですか？イエス様ですね。私たちと 神様の御子と関係つながってやれば、自信を持って毎日元気に起きて仕事行ったり、学校、学校の勉強したり、いつでも何でもやれば自信を持ってできるんですね。平和、本当の平和を持ってそういうことができるんですが、神様の御子とつながってないと同じ平和あるかな、本当の平和あるかな。ない人たちがぜひイエス様の姿を2014年に少しでも体験してほしいんですよ。本当にすごい人だったんですよ。神様の御子、私の救い主としては一番大切なんですよ。ぜひ少しでも2014年に、向かってちょっと体験できるように私はお願いします。So, finally, I'd just like to suggest that if there are those of us, and probably most of you that are understanding this in English, probably do have a relationship with Christ, and you have worked through this to some degree, but I have no doubt that you have teachers or friends or people around you that are afraid. They may not reveal to you that they're afraid, but you can see that in the reality that they live. You know that there's a lot of mental illness in this country. You know that the number one cause of death in Japan is stomach cancer. You know what causes stomach cancer? Mostly stress. People are stressed out in this country. They are afraid, whether they admit it or not. They don't have a balance of what Christ wants in their life, what He can bring to them, and what this culture requires of them. That's part of our purpose of being here, is to share that cancer-curing relationship, that peacefulness that can come through a committed life with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May God bless each one of you as you strive to do His will in the year 2014. I thank you today for allowing me to have the time to speak with you on these matters, and I'll continue to pray for the welfare of you and this church. じゃあ、2014年に、皆さんが、頑張ることができますように。
はい、マークさん感謝します。それでは、お立ちくださって賛美しましょうね。